Hello to my favorite people. I pray the Lord today will bless you richly. Thank you for joining me today for this beautiful teaching on this wonderful Wednesday. I pray the Lord will reward you today for being with me. It's going to be a powerful time today. Powerful time. You know, I just finished actually teaching and I'm really feeling the anointing already. To Jesus be the praise for what he's going to do today. But thank you for joining me. I want to say my hellos. Hello to Sugi from Hungary. God bless you, Sugi. Hello to Kanisha Wilson. Hello, Kanisha. A lot of you come on every day now. Hello to Grace Myrtle. Hello to Porna. Hello to Nilima. I always tell you, you have the loveliest names. Awesome teaching, daily waiting for your spirit-filled words. Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind. Hello to Simi, hello, and Rose, and Mukul, and Nata. This is live. This is live today. This is Wednesday, December 2nd. Tomorrow I turn 68 years old. Like I complete 68 tomorrow. I begin my 69th year tomorrow. I was telling Chad, I said, I got to start walking to stay healthy, you know, and strong. Hello to Charity, and hello to Uma, and Mukul, and Sarah from South Africa. Wow, that's beautiful, Sarah. Tell your friends, this will be a powerful teaching today on walking in the power of God. Living in power, so important today. We know what the Bible has to say about how do we get there, you know. How do we really get into that life, into that flow where the power of God is continually in our lives. Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to show us today. Sweet Jesus, I give you praise. I give you praise for what you're going to show us today. Bless your people, Lord, in a mighty way, in Jesus' name. Hello to Joshua, Leah, and Uzor, Lillian, and J-O-T. All right, I'm going to start teaching. Talking about walking in the Spirit, walking in power, and worship in the Spirit, because I really want to talk about that, and then I'm going to continue tomorrow, because I want to explain to you what that really, really means. But first, let's look at Jeremiah 33, verse 3, because this to me is the key. This is the key to the power of God. Call unto me. What a blessed invitation. Wow. Call unto me. Imagine God asking us to connect with him, to call upon him, to be able to talk to God Almighty. How can a piece of dust talk to God Almighty? Wow. And I will answer thee. What a great promise. God will not ignore you. And I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The revelation, truth that comes our way when we call upon the Lord. It's incredible. Psalm 34 and verse 17 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivers them out of all their troubles. Not most, all their troubles. So when it comes to walking in power, when it comes to walking in the Spirit, the key is what I'm talking about right now. Fellowship with God. I have been a Christian since February 14, 1972. And I'm telling you what I've learned in all those years. There are no shortcuts. Fellowship with God, prayer, true prayer, is the only key to the power of God. You cannot, miss. You cannot miss the power of God if you pray. You'll be walking in power. And you know, you can study the Bible. But many people study the Bible and are not walking in power. Because if they're not praying, they're not doing much. God rewards us for reading His Word, but He rewards us even way more when we fellowship with Him and use the Word in prayer. Now, why do people not pray? You know, this is a very interesting question that we need to answer. In Job 21, there's a very, very powerful answer. It says in verse 7, Job 21, 7, "Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, and are mighty in power?" So a lot of wicked people have long lives. And in fact, they prosper, they have power. But that really doesn't mean anything, because if you look down at verse 14, it says, "They say unto God, depart from us. We desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray to him?" So here you have people who are living a long life, have money, but they're miserable. They are walking in darkness. They are led by demons. They are tormented day and night. So living a long life without God's blessings means nothing. Having power and money without God means nothing. Some of the most wicked people today are very old and very, very rich. That's just a fact. So look what it says here. When people do not pray, when they do not seek the Lord, it says, "Lo, their good or their prosperity is not in their hand." So God can take it away from them like that. "The counsel of the wicked is far from me." When someone is not praying, they have no direction, they have no counsel. Not only can they lose it all in one second, God can take it away because it says so in that verse, but they have no light. Look what else they don't have. Verse 17, "How often is the candle of the wicked put out?" No light. "How often comes their destruction upon them?" No preservation. "God distributeth sorrow in his anger." No joy. Think about it. I mean, when people don't pray, Chad, think about this. No counsel. They don't even know what they're doing. They have no direction in life. They're really being led by demons. But then there's no light. Their candle is out. There's no preservation because they're destroyed before they know it. And then it says God gives them sorrow. No joy. Who wants that? "They are a stubble before the wind, like chaff that the storm carries away." No stability in their life. Not only are they not preserved, they're not stable. They can blow away without warning, gone. "God layeth up his iniquity." I'm reading Job 21, verse 19 now. I began reading at verse 14. "God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewards him and he'll know it. No mercy. His eye will see his destruction. He'll drink of the wrath of the Almighty." Wow. Think about the wrath of God on someone who's not praying. Now, why do they not pray? Well, because in Job 15, verse 4, it says they don't fear the Lord. So it says when there's no fear, people just will not pray. So anyone who doesn't pray, just realize they don't fear the Lord or love him. "Yea, thou castest off fear and restraineth prayer before God." Job 15, verse 4. They don't pray because they have no delight in the Lord. Job 27, verse 10. No delight. You can write these down while I'm teaching. They have no delight in God, so they don't pray. And then they don't pray because they have no knowledge of God. They don't know his word. Psalm 14, verse 4 says, they have no delight in the Lord, and they don't pray. And they also don't pray because they turn away from the Lord. Zephaniah 1:6 says they turn away and they don't pray. But the judgment on them is so severe. Now, when we do pray, oh, this is lovely now. When we do pray, things happen. God begins to bless us in a blessed way. He begins to bless us. So I want to read Job again. There's a lot in the book of Job, sweet people. A lot in the book of Job. Chapter 28, verse 7. You know, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in this secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's a secret place where the enemy cannot find you because it's secret. It's called the hiding place. Well, if it's the secret place, the hiding place, the enemy cannot find the hiding place. So it says in Job 28:7, there is a path which no fowl knoweth. The vulture's eye has not seen it. Wow. There's a path that fowls. Now, a fowl is demonic powers. The vulture's eye, demonic powers, haven't seen it. So when you are in that place of Psalm 91 and in fellowship with God, demons will never find you. Hallelujah. The lion's whelps have not trodden it. Meaning, demons who are called here the lion's whelps have not been there. They don't even know where it is. The fierce lion passed by it, cannot pass by it, nor the first lion passed by it. Even Satan, the devil, doesn't know where it is. You know, the Bible talks about, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You know why, and I've shared this before, but just in case you had not heard me. When an animal like the deer is being chased by another animal to be devoured, he looks for water. That animal looks for water. Because that animal knows if it jumps in that water, the scent is lost. Because the animal that is chasing it is chasing the scent, even though it may not see it. So the second that animal, that deer, is in the water, the scent is gone. What is water? The presence of God. For you and I mean spiritually. So when we are in God's presence, no devil can find us. That's why it's called the secret place, the hiding place. So it says, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by. They have no clue how to find you. Hallelujah. Now, in that secret place, God begins to bless you with miracles, where it says, he puts forth his hand upon the rock, verse 9, Job 28, verse 9. He puts forth his hand upon the rock. He overturns the mountains by the roots. God begins to make a way where there is no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. I'm talking to somebody who needs this. He will make a way for me. Hallelujah. So in that place of prayer, that's where it happens. God makes a way where there is no other way, as it says in verse 9. He puts forth his hand upon the rock. He overturns the mountains. He takes the mountains out of the way, turns them upside down so you can walk out. And then I love this. He cuts out rivers among the rocks. God begins to send rivers your way to bless your life. His presence begins to permeate your soul. I love it. He cuts out rivers among the rocks. His eye seeth every precious thing. God begins to reveal the preciousness of his word, revelation, truth in your life. And then verse 11, he binds the floods from overflowing. So nothing can touch you now. You're protected. No flood, no fire can touch you. And the thing that is hid, he brings to light. God starts to reveal his plan for your life. All when people pray. Prayer is so powerful that it can literally keep you safe from a car accident or from some danger. But a lot of people just when, you know, we all have this inner radar in us where we sense things, we feel things. But when we ignore them and don't pray, trouble comes. Have you ever felt that you should not do something? Or have ever, when you were like half asleep, like in and out, like you're not all in, you're not all out, you're just falling asleep, and you start to maybe, you know, hear God talk to you, maybe like a dream comes quickly or some vision, or you begin to sense things, then you wake up and wonder what you are dreaming or seeing. That's God talking to you. So it says in Proverbs 27:12, this is what happens. A prudent man foreseeth the evil. God always shows us if there's harm coming. He may show it to us when we're sitting down eating or when we're walking around, or he may show us, most times he'll show us when we're about to fall asleep or sometimes when we're asleep. A prudent man foreseeth evil. But if he hides himself, he'll be protected. But the simple pass on and are punished because they ignore it. They ignore it. You know, Sue and I went through a divorce for 3 years, which we share very openly about. We are back together. We've been very happy. Back in 2013, we got back together and remarried. I married Sue in 1979, August 4th, 1979. We were deeply in love. Still are. Then in 2010, things went a little bad. Could have happened to anyone, really. And she and I, you know, could not stay together for reasons we've shared, so there's no need to repeat them. Nothing bad could have happened to anyone, like I said. But then God brought us back together. But right before our divorce, both Sue and I would have dreams of tidal waves hitting our home and furniture moving out. Can you believe that? And we didn't know, like, what does it mean? A tidal wave coming from the ocean and moving our furniture out. We learned our lesson because we did not pray to prevent it from coming. That's exactly what happened. When the divorce happened, all the furniture was gone. And Suzanne said, oh, dear Lord, that actually happened to us. Because we ignored it. Maybe you're ignoring something that God has been trying to show you. And you know what? If a dream is repeated, pay attention. Because that's what used to happen to us. We had almost nightly, or almost every night, or sometimes like twice or three times a week, we would have the same reoccurring dream, and Sue and I had no clue what to do about it. Because, and here, we are in the ministry, and we just didn't pay attention, because we were fighting things, you know, and all that, whatever. So a prudent man foresees the evil. God always lets you see it. But if you hide yourself, if you pray, it'll pass by. But the simple, the ones that don't really pay attention, like we back then in 2010, but the simple pass on. They say, oh, you know, maybe it's just a dream. And are punished. Wow, did we ever learn our lesson? Today, no way. If I start feeling things or God shows me things, I get up and get on my knees. But God sometimes will show you something good that's coming towards you. So pray it in. You know, prayer fulfills prophecy. Do you remember when the prophet Daniel, in the book of Daniel, he was reading Jeremiah and discovered that God will deliver Israel now after 70 years had passed and began to pray because he prayed to fulfill the prophecy of Jeremiah. So prayer fulfills prophecy. If God gave you a word from someone and you don't pray it through, it'll not come. They say, oh, you know, that prophet said so and so, it never happened. No, no, no. Did you pray it through? If you didn't pray it through, it's not going to happen. God tells Israel, I'm going to take you to the promised land. That generation died in the wilderness and never saw the promised land. You know why? They sinned and did not seek God. Their children then learned their lessons. If it wasn't for Moses, not one of them would have made it, because he prayed for all of them. So it's so important to pray, to seek the Lord, to fulfill what God had shown you would happen in your life. Hallelujah. So important. Now, our God hides. Psalm 45:15 says, "Thou art a God that hidest thyself." Yeah, this has to do with living in power, because if you don't really know how to seek the Lord, you'll never you know, really find it. So sometimes God will pull away. He'll pull his presence away from us. In 2 Chronicles 32:31, it talks about how God pulled away from Hezekiah to reveal to Hezekiah what was inside Hezekiah. God sometimes will reveal to you who you are when he pulls away from you. So sometimes the best thing that happens in our life is when God pulls away, so we can seek him with all our heart. So are you going through, is someone going through a dry place? Seek the Lord harder now than you ever have before, because you'll find him. A man of God named Benson Idahauser told me years ago, he said, if you seek God as hard as when you had nothing, you'll never lose what God gave you. Oh, that was powerful. If you seek God like when you had nothing, you'll never lose what God gave you. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you, sweet people of God. This is the time to pray like we've never prayed before, to walk in power. All that mess happening out there and the things that could come. Who knows what's going to happen in 2021? Prayer is your protection. Prayer is your answer. Calling upon the Lord is your answer. I know the devil will fight you. That's just his job. But fight him back. Go into spiritual warfare if you have to. Don't ask the ask me prayer. Please, Lord, help me prayer. It's time to go to war. Prayer is war. How? When we seek the Lord with all our hearts. Not when we scream at him. Not when we scream at the devil and wear ourselves out. Real intercession, real prayer. Read it there in the book of Daniel. When he interceded for 21 days. And the angel came and gave him the answer. So the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11-14, if you seek the Lord with all your heart, I've said many times, God will never answer half-hearted prayers. Yeah, I'm going to talk about, you know, how to worship in the Spirit. I'll begin tomorrow. That's really what I want to talk about. But how can we worship in the Spirit if we're not praying in the Spirit? If we're not living in the Spirit? And look, we all go through it. We all go through bad times. We all go through valleys. I do too. You think I'm immune from that? Huh? I fight more than probably you do, because I have more to fight for. I've learned it. 46 years in ministry, almost 47 now. I began preaching December 7th. 1974. It'll be December 7th in just a few days. And you think about the things I've learned. God has to show me over and over and over. There are no shortcuts to the presence of the Lord. There are no shortcuts to victory. On your knees. That's it. God keeps you on your knees. That's where you find victory. But you have to do it with all your heart. For I know the thoughts and people like to say this one verse, but they don't ever continue beyond that. For I know the thoughts I think toward you. God is speaking to the Jews in Babylon at that time, who had been taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar. Thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. You know, you see these pictures with that verse, people are claiming it. Well, you can't have it without verse 12. In verse 10, he says, after 70 years in Babylon, I'm going to set you out. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to visit you. Because the thoughts I have toward you are thoughts of peace, not evil. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you. and you'll seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. Then I'm going to bring you out of your captivity. You can't have, you know, that promise. You know, I have these thoughts towards this as God, peace and not evil, expected and glorious. Fine, but pray about it. Because you have to pray, that's what it says. With all your heart, persistent prayer, like Jesus said in Luke 18:1. Don't you faint and give up now. And then he says, I'll be found of you and bring you out of your captivity. I'll never forget the Lord speaking to me one time. I'm sitting on my chair praying years ago. He said, seek me with all your heart and you will find me. And in me you will find your liberty. Wow. In me, not in yourself, in me, you'll find your liberty, the Lord said. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Not some half-hearted, weak prayer. James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, like Elijah who prayed for rain after it stopped for 3.5 years. Prayed 7 times. Moses prayed 40 days, 40 nights that God would not destroy Israel and destroy his own brother for sinning. And God is giving us an amazing invitation in Isaiah 27 verse 5. He says, take hold of my strength. Malba kul alfe pyalba kanti menolo. I give you praise, Lord. Let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me. And he shall make peace with me. Paul the apostle talks about our inner man to be strengthened with power. Because he said, I'm on my knees. You can read it there in Ephesians 3, beginning at verse 14. He said, I'm on my knees praying for you that the God of glory will give you that mighty strength in your inner being, quicken you, strengthen you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Without it, it's impossible. Are you weak today in the spirit? Are you having some kind of a challenge you don't know what to do about? I'll tell you what to do right now. Get on your knees. No, don't go to wherever you're planning on going. No, don't do what you're going to do. Just pray right now. That's the answer. No, don't walk around wondering, how am I going to get out of this? I just gave you the promise from Job 28, 7, 8, 9. God will make a way where there's been no way out. Only in that place. There is a path no fowl knoweth, no vulture's eye has seen. That place of prayer, the hiding place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And in that place you will say, I will self of the Lord. He's my rock and my refuge. He's my fortress. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. God didn't lie to us. It's his word. It's his word. If we believe it. Isaiah 30:18 says, God is waiting to be gracious. He's waiting to be merciful. It's time. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, people of God. Lord, in Jesus' name. Come on, stretch your hands towards me. Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm going to put some worship on and pray with you. I'm feeling the anointing here. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, sweet Redeemer. Malbaku, lelfe pielbe, kintimente pielbe kantamunalo. I give you praise, Lord. Now, Lord, touch your people, I pray. Bless them today. Let them know you, Lord, today. Let them know your mighty presence, your presence, your power. Mako pielbe pielbe kinti manolo pialba pialba kanti merolo. I give you praise. Touch them, Lord. Meet every need, answer every prayer, hear every cry, Lord. For your name's sake today, give you praise. It's time to get on our knees and seek his wonderful face. and find Him and find our peace in Him. And Lord, I pray that You'll bless them financially. Bless them and prosper them greatly. That no one will lack in the future financially. Lord, it's time Your people stop living from paycheck to paycheck. It's time for Your people to stop living, worrying about tomorrow. Abundantly bless them, Lord. I feel the anointing right now. I'm telling you, stretch your hands towards me. Let's come into agreement. We agree, Lord, we agree for financial prosperity, financial outpouring, financial blessing, Lord. Your word says none lacked among them in Acts 4. You blessed Your people Israel with the wealth of Egypt. Bless Your people now with the wealth of the wicked, Lord. No matter what's happening in this world, in Jesus' name. The greatest thing we can do is give. When we give to the Lord, we literally spark faith. We ignite faith in our hearts. We allow the seed to begin to produce, like when the farmer sows seed in the land. That farmer knows the harvest will come. Even the unbelieving farmer knows there's some power in that seed. He doesn't understand how it works. He just goes to sleep and the harvest starts coming. And he knows at harvest time he's going to go and reap it. Even the most wicked people have faith about seed. We are God's people. Your money is no longer money, it's seed. When you take your money to the store, you exchange it for something. You give it to God, it becomes seed in His hand. And it never leaves your future. It never leaves your life, because seed comes back. Money doesn't come back, but seed comes back. You give your money to that store or whatever, you'll buy something, then you will need something again. But seed, when you give it to God, whoa, it comes back, multiplied. That never happens in the store, but God gives it to us multiplied. It's His word. We can't doubt it anymore. No, we have to trust the Lord. Don't look at the conditions out there. God will bless you as you give. Now you sow that seed right now. Let the Lord bless you as you sow it. And He will. It's His word. You can give it to Benny Hinn Ministries right now. It's right there online for you. Oh, Jesus, I give You praise for the harvest that's coming. Back to Your people, I give You praise. Lord, we confess prosperity is in our future because Your word declares it. I give You praise. Yeah, right there where it says donate, you go and do it, give. Or you can simply text it, BHM 45777. Or just go to benin.org. If you're watching me on some other platforms, the information is right there on the screen for you. And join BHI. You're missing out by not being a part of the Institute. You know what I gave you today? Good milk. But if you really want good meat, join the Institute for $25 a month. Be one of the students. We're up to 2,037 students now. Almost 2,040. And they're coming every day. Be one of them. You'll be blessed beyond words, I promise you. It'll strengthen your life. All right. Love you all. I'll see you tomorrow.